bless you. It's good to see you here this morning. We're glad to see you and all that. And me and Brother Johnny were sitting around there looking at Deist, and he is barefooted as a goose. I told him, I said, the reason why that is, we want even the hillbillies to feel good about this singing and so forth and on and all that right there. All right, it's good to be saved, to know the Lord and a free pardon of sin. Take your Bible, if you will, Psalm 44. In the book of Psalm, chapter number 44, we'll look at a passage there. Let me get this button turned on. I tell you, I'm thrilled over Brother Mark getting to coming up in December. And we're looking forward to that all the way around. And let me tell you, old Brother Mark's a preacher. Make no mistake about that. And so we'll be looking forward to that. I was surprised that he'd be able to get here that quick. You know, most of the time, man, I'm booked 4 years. I can't come for another year and a half. I tell you, whenever I need a revival, I need something in my heart right now and all that. So, yeah, I was glad he was able to get to it as quick as what he was. And fact is, he told me, if you just need Sunday, I can do it. If you need to go through the 17th, I can handle that too. And he said, if you need something beside December, I'll even handle that too. He said, I can work that out somewhere or another. And so I bless the Lord for that and his being cooperative and all that business there. And because I said before we die, I don't know how many more years I'm going to have left, but I'm looking forward to a time in the Lord while we're here. Psalm 44, you find the place you're able to stand. Look in verse number 1. He said, we have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days and in the times of old, and how thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and plantest them, and how thou didst afflict the people that cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did they by their own arm save them, but by the right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because that thou hast favor unto them. Thou art my king, O God, command deliverance for Jacob. And though through thee will I push down our enemies, and though thy name... through thy name, brother, will we tread down under them that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, and neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and thou hast put them to shame that hate us. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever. Selah. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it and how good it is to be in the house of God. We praise you. Thou art God. Beside thee, there's none else. Save the lost, lift up the downhearted, and set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, and be seated. I want to preach a little while an old sermon entitled, Papa Ought to Be a Preaching About God. That's the truth of the matter. Is this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to be able to find out. There's a lot of negative things in the world that we're living in. And I want to tell you something, is that every day of our life we deal with some negativity somehow or another. But I want to tell you right now, we ought to take time out to be able to look and put aside all those negative things and to be able to look at God in a positive manner and to thank God for how good that he's been in spite of who and what we are. I'm glad God's in the saving business. If you died this morning, do you know that you'd go to heaven? Well, you can know that if you come to him as an empty-handed beggar and repent toward God and by faith receive the Lord Jesus Christ into your life. I was thinking about in the lesson that we're looking at, let me tell you something. First thing we ought to be examining is our testimony. And you know, let me tell you right now, I know that I'm not much to look at, but bless God, honey, I've got a testimony. It's Christ in me, that's the hope of glory. It's Christ in you, that's the hope of glory. And I want to tell you something right now, is that not only have we got a testimony, but it's because our fathers have taught us and showed us the way, the truth, and the life in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, you ever stop and think about where God brought you from? Every now and again, you know, it's good to be saved and to just reminisce a little bit about where God brought you from and where you would have been had it not been for the grace of God. I'll tell you something. Recently, I like that song they sing because it sings about what God has done, what God is doing, and what he's going to do. God's still good, and he does. I'm the Lord, he said, and I change not. Now, I want to tell you, what has God done for you in your heart and your life? I was thinking about in the lesson there, you know, sometime, you know, there's a little boy, he was out visiting people and trying to get him to come to church. He asked a man to come. He said, I wish you'd come to church. You and your family come to church. And he said, well, son, you're cute as a button, but I got to be honest with you, I don't like your preacher. He said, I don't either. But he's all we got for now. Now, I will tell you, sometime you just got to go with what you've got for right now. It's good to be saved and to know the Lord. That's better than that little boy that was sitting on the pew, you know, and right behind him, an old grouchy-looking dude. And man, that guy, every time he opened his mouth, it was an unholy grunt of some sort or another. And as a result of it, in the invitation, that old man that had been so obnoxious during the service, he reached up and tapped that young man on the shoulder, and he said, hey, young man, are you a Christian? And he said, well, I don't know. He said, I don't know enough about it yet. He said, well, wouldn't you like to be and all of that? And he said, sir, I don't know. If God made me a Christian, if God saved me, would he make me anything at all like you? And the old man said, yes, sir, you'd be just exactly like me if you were a Christian. He said, well, no, thank you then, because I've got enough problems on my own without that. Now, that's a bad way to be able to come across to somebody, isn't it? It's good for our children to be able to know, hey, mom and daddy, not just going to church, they're saved by the grace of God. Amen. See? And I can tell you one thing, is that you're going to find out Israel here, they're in the behalf of the sons of Korah. Now, you know what happened to Korah and their bunch. You read over in the book of Numbers in about, I don't know, chapter 16, somewhere along in there. And what the sons of Korah did, they fell out with Moses. And they accused Moses and said, you're trying to tell us what to do and what God wants done, so forth and on. Well, we got news for you, Moses. We know just as much about God as you do. And the Lord heard it, but it angered God. And this is a psalm right here in the behalf of the sons of Korah that lost their lives, many of them. Do you realize that, oh, had it not been for the intercessory prayer of Moses in the behalf of these people here, there's over 14,000 of them that died and were slain anyway because it angered God. I want to say unto you that, if you will, that we better look at and recognize and know that whatever your past life may have been, your future can be spotless and white as snow. It's just good to be saved and to know the Lord. They used to be in bondage, you remember, over in the land of Egypt. They had bitter taskmasters that were over them. And let me tell you, I want to say to you that they were finally delivered by the blood of the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Now, I want to tell you something. What do you think, verse number 6 that we've read? He said, I'm not trusted in my bow nor in my sword. I'm trusting in the true, in the living God. You know, down through the years, and I've met a lot of people. I've preached to a lot of people. I've seen a lot of people come and a lot of people go in 50-something years of ministry. But I want to tell you, it's always been, it is right now, it will be tomorrow, by the blood of the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. His name's the Lord Jesus Christ. I've had people, you know, somebody say, hey, are you a Christian? And say, I don't know, you'll have to ask my preacher. He's the one that knows me better than I know myself. Let me tell you, salvation is not in Dennis Anderson. Salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Do you know him in the free pardon of sin? I was thinking about how good God's been. If I got what I deserved, I say this often, I'd be in hell right now. And worse than that, you'd be there with me too. I said that one time, and there was an old gal got mad, and she decided to give me a piece of her mind. In other words, I always want to give you a piece of my mind, preacher. I said, save it, you're going to need it. You give me a piece of your mind, you won't have nothing left. She didn't think it was as funny as some of you are thinking. I mean, there'd be some things, I can tell you right now, yes, I've seen some things it wouldn't do to spray on an overpass in 50-something years. But God's still on the throne. Everything's running right on time. And I got to tell you right now that whenever you begin to look in, it's not by my sword, it's not by bow, it's not by any weapon of war or implement that I may have. I've trusted in the Lord. That's what the psalmist is talking about. You know, it's all about the grace of God, isn't it? You know, if you were going to do something to earn favor with God, what would it be? Because we're saved by grace. That means it's unmerited. There's no way you can merit favor with God. You have to come to Him as an empty-handed beggar. And let me tell you right now is that I'm glad to know Him and the free pardon of sin. I got to say to you, it's all about the power of God. Do you realize that? Do you know that when you look around, there's a lot of enemies out there in the world? But I want to tell you a personal note in verse 4 that we read. That is, God is my king. Now, I got to tell you right now, I'm glad right now that we've got the leadership in the White House that we've got. Is it perfect? No. Do you think he's going to heaven? No, I don't think he's going to heaven, no more than that. I think a lot of people are trusting in him to be able to get them to heaven. But let me tell you, salvation's never been in anybody else but the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation's always been, it always will be, in the person who is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Now, that doesn't mean that I dislike the president. I voted for him twice. I don't think he's going to run a third term because they don't let you run a third term. But let me just tell you right now, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. And I'm looking forward with great anticipation to the Lord coming again. You're going to find out is that it's a powerful push in verse number 5 that we read. Through thee will we push down our enemies. I'll tell you, I'm not looking for anybody else. I'm looking and listening for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as a result of that, you're going to find out that I want to be able to see these mamas and their daddies be able to trust in the true and the living God, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, daddies ought to be preaching the gospel to their family. You'll find out they ought to be going to the house of God with their family. They ought to be representing their house by the grace of God that has brought them to a place of repentance and faith. And I'll tell you right now is I want one of these days is that many of these boys and girls, when we all stand before the Lord, hey, do you know this preacher here? Oh, yeah. Some of them, that's my pawpaw. Some of them, that's my preacher. Some of them, that, you getting the picture? We ought to be representatives of our Lord to our family round about us. Now, I'm always saying this, and by the way, make no mistake about it, is that if you, mama, if you, daddy, are not going to preach the gospel to your family and bring them to the house of God, show them by good example the word of the Lord, if you're not going to do that, who in the name of God's going to? Yes, sir, you're right. See? Who's going to do it? Nobody else is going to do it. I got to say to you that I don't care where you have been, and I don't care how far down in the gutter of sin you've been, God's grace and is sufficient, and God's hand can reach farther down than you'll ever be able to reach up. And he will snatch you as a brand from the burning. You realize that, oh, there's not a problem here. Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, rose again the third day according to the scripture for our sins. And let me tell you right now, he's the only one that can take care of the sin business. Whenever God saves your soul, he'll fix you justified just as if you had never sinned and stand before God because of the grace of God. You know, there's not a person that I know of that I'd like to see die without hope, without God, and go to a devil's hell. There's been a lot of people, you know, that every now and again are not my cup of tea and vice versa, I'm sure. I could name you probably more people than you could write down. I wrote down a few of them. I wrote down a few of them just so you'd be able to know who they were. No, not really. I just said all that to say this. You can't worry about what everybody else thinks about you. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. As we get ready down to the Chart Row this morning, I want to tell you is that we're an army, a soldier for Christ that's in this world. But you know what? Without God, the enemies would just put us to shame. I'm glad to know him in the free pardon of sin. You realize, though, that what we're looking at, not only has God saved us from hell, but he saved us from our own enemies. That's the reason why in verse number 8, you ought to go around bragging on how good God's been. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. You ought to be going about all day, every day, representing him as the way, the truth, and the life. You know, let me tell you, is that the battle belongs unto the Lord. And as a result of that, you're going to find out is that God has always, by His grace and mercy, given us faith to believe in Him. Now, I want you to notice in closing is that we ought to be armed, and you know what we're armed with? The Word of the Lord, Word of God. If somebody asks you something, you ought to either know where it's at or know it's in the Bible, but you've been armed, you've armed your heart, your mind, your life, your actions with the Word of God. That's why that I'm always telling you, you better have a chapter, a book, and a verse to back up what you're saying. Now, there's a lot of people that don't have that. I remember one time years ago, there was a young man that was standing outside and a place down there in Ranhoma, Louisiana. And he had a guy walked up to him, was going to witness to him. And anyhow, he stood there and he said, "Sir," said, "if you died today, do you know you'd go to heaven? Do you know you're saved?" And he said, "Well, I think I am." He said, "Well, how'd you get saved?" He said, "I was standing here the other evening like we are right now, and I felt a cool breeze come across, blow at me, and I felt a branch go across my back, and it just made me feel like it was God trying to tell me something." He said, "You ain't saved. That's a cold front blowing in on you." See, you got to know the difference between a cold front blowing in on you and the touch of God and the moving of the Holy Spirit of the Lord. I remember what it was like whenever he came to the pew where I was sitting, knocking on my heart's door, showed me myself like he saw me, and loved me in spite of who that he saw and what he saw in me. I'm glad to know that by the grace of God that I've been able to come to know him in the free pardon of sin. What God did was is that he gave me the shield of faith. And as a result, he gave me the grace to believe the word of the Lord. And as a result of it, I'm going to tell you something, is that he quenched the fiery darts of the devil against me like he has you, if so be that you know him. That's the reason why that whenever we shout, we're saved when we shout. We're saved because we shout about being saved. And let me tell you right now, we've been shod with the preparation of the gospel. You know, back in the Old West, they'd come upon a bunch of horse tracks. And of course, you know, naturally the cavalry, whenever they were trying to find out if it was some bunch of white renegades that was trying to make Indians feel like they were the ones that were committing these crimes, they'd look at those tracks and they'd say, "No, those are not shod. Those are Indian ponies." Or, "No, these are shod. These are not Indian ponies. That's something else going on." I want to tell you, when you and I got saved, the Bible said we have been shod with the preparation of the gospel. I guarantee you there's somebody up and down the road of life that you have had an influence on, and because of the gospel that now has become part of your heart and life. I want to tell you something right now. He's given us a real shield to be able to quench the fiery darts of the devil that are being hurled at us. And I'm going to tell you something. You're going to get shot at one day. And I don't talk about with a real gun. I'm talking about with a slander and a slur that the devil's going to give you. There's a young man here recently joined, and he bought his own Bible, but I gave him a pew Bible and all that, and so he put it in his truck. I said, "Well, you can wear that in your truck." And he's been, buddy, they've been raising old Billy Hell with him over that Bible. You ain't even got to read it to them. You just, they see it, and they're stirred up about it. And they're doing what they can. "Oh, I see, you can be a holier than thou." Well, no, I'm not, but I'm holier than I once was before I got saved and knew the Lord. Your feet have been shod with the preparation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I got to tell you right now, Daddy, you ought to be representing God to your family. Mama, you ought to be representing God to your family. Every child of God ought to be representing the Lord to those they come in contact with up and down the road of life. I can promise you right now, and I get shut out and shut off. Do you know in the Bible said that as it was in the days of Noah? Now, I'm glad you came this morning, because tonight I'm going to be preaching about rock and roll and some sad-looking gal by the name of Billie Eilish. What's your name? Ash? Huh? Ash, like the eyeball? Yeah. I'm going to expose her. If that's your favorite singer, then you might want to go down a notch to that whore of a looking gal named Taylor Swift. God bless you. Thank you very much. I make no apology for that. That's exactly what she is.
Yes, sir.
I guarantee you right now, I wouldn't give 2 cents. I wouldn't give 2 cents to walk across the street and spit on her if she's burning up. No reflection on you gals wasted your money already and going to one of their concerts. I mean, you knew that going in. Yeah, you're going to feel bad whenever the Lord comes one of these days. I hope he appoints me to kick her a little behind, her little. She's not a real good singer anyway, and all that business there, and all that right there, and she's a sloppy dresser. And she's nasty beyond words of expression. Well, I'm going to preach on a gal that I like less than her. Do it tonight. Same station. And so if you don't want to come, then if that's your singer, then fine, don't do it. But if you do show up, you're going to give an account to God one of these days yourself. All right? I wonder, do you know him? Are you standing for him? You know, it'll cost you some family if you stand for God. It'll cost you some friends if you stand for God. I mean, make no mistake about it. I was at a preacher one time, you know, and I said, I see you got a building fund. You must have slacked off a little bit to be able to get that much money in the building fund. I guarantee you what will help you make your building a lot bigger than it already is. If you go to preaching what God said, the way he said it, to whom he said it, why he said it, you won't need a building program. That's true. And let me tell you right now, is make no mistake about it. God's on the throne. Everything's running right on time. And I'm looking forward with great anticipation to his soon coming again. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our musicians are coming. Maybe you're here this morning. You say, preacher, I want God to be real in my heart and my life. I want something. Maybe God's tugging at you and you're not saved. You know you're not, but you want to be. This would be a good time to come. Maybe you're here this morning, you're saved, and you know you're saved, but you just want to get in the harness with God and get back down to business. This would be a good time to do that while we get ready to sing the invitation song. Now, Father, finish the message in every heart. Lord, you know every need we have. And we pray your blessings now upon this service. And Lord, may every man, woman, and boy and girl be able to walk in spirit and truth with thee. We'll thank you in advance for that in Jesus' name. Amen. What number?
Page number 373.
If you want to come, by all means, here's these altars. Come quickly while we sing.